Hello and welcome to The Nerve with me, Ethan, and Matt.
All right. I'm Matthew B from Cold as a Baseball.
It's obviously not Matt.
No.
That's Capitans. No one can be bothered to join me today. So we have
Last resort.
Always the person who will do anything.
Will you play bass live for us?
Yes. Yeah, go on then.
Will you come to the opening of this shop with me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you really? Go on.
Yeah, we're going next.
Oh, brilliant.
That's where we're going next. Nice one. Today we've got From Revolta. They're going to come and join us in the chat. Come join us for a chat on the sofa in the future. But really, it was in the past.
Mm.
The Nerve Pod, here in the school, and the school we in the school are, or something like that. Let's go. Usually got more hands. It's like Dr. Octopus. Hello.
Hey,
right.
How are you doing?
Let me pretend that we were all laughing and joking. It wasn't really tense and sinister before. It wasn't. Prima Volta are here. Hello.
Alright.
Hello. What are your names, guys, from Prima Volta?
Well, I'm Jack.
He's Jack?
Yeah.
I'm Pete.
I remember you, Pete.
I'm George.
And we're missing that Curtis bloke, the bass player.
Yep.
We were talking about him earlier off air. But now we're on air, so we'll talk more about him, and he's pretty all right, actually, when it comes to bass.
That's not what you were saying previously.
Well, yeah.
You've really changed your tune.
Yeah, things change.
Can I just say, we find this studio a lot more accommodating than we thought it would be.
Thank you, I'm glad you like it.
Thank you. One question is... I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, that's all right. No,
when the
cameras
are on,
lights and the cameras
I'll
on.
Get performance anxiety. The studio's.
You are erect though, and I can see you're not that anxious.
Yeah, no, the studio's totally better than we thought it would be. Thought it'd be more stains.
Yeah,
that's well, basically not coming across with saying that we've said this is going to be shit.
Here's the question. What's the rule on profanity and vulgarity?
Oh no, go for it. obviously,
is this going to be post Watershed?
Like the internet. Yeah.
I think you'd be as much of a cunt as you want to
be. You can say me like, obviously, if you're racist. But no, we're pretty much.
Is that why your bass player's not here?
Yeah.
He's slipped.
Hates women. Yeah. The blonde hair and the docks. He's got an oil drum in his front room. It's real dark.
It's really smelly.
He's actually in court.
Sunday.
Bad call.
Whatever he
bad
did was
court.
So bad, it was so serious.
To open it up, especially.
That's it.
That's it.
No, but Curtis went into court and he said, "My only crime is rocking."
Yeah.
And then he walked straight out. That's usually what happens.
The thing is I feel like you're really taking the piss there. However, that is 100% something I can imagine Curtis doing.
Yeah.
100%.
Bless him. So where is he? So he is driving up. He's a paramedic.
He's a paramedic driver. He drives around the paramedic. He's essentially a chauffeur for the government.
Right, okay.
He's got a nice little van and he's got blue lights.
He's going to take it home at the weekends. Use that tour bus, I'm guessing.
No, we wish.
That'd be good
for getting through traffic.
Instead, we go in his Insignia, which is just as nice.
Yes.
But
love an Insignia.
It's a very noble profession, isn't it, paramedic? And I can dig that. But
I can do it.
Is it rock and roll? It's the real question.
There's some rocking and some rolling. I don't know whether it's rock and roll.
That's totally right. All right. So what's going on then?
So I don't know, what's going on? So thank you for letting me on your podcast. So who are you? So you guys are a Peterborough-based four-piece?
Yeah.
And where did that originate from? We'll do the boring stuff. We'll talk about you guys.
Then we'll talk about us.
Exactly. Then we'll have 45 minutes.
That's what we're here for. Yeah.
Can we stay for that?
Yeah. We need to get your live reactions.
Hey, we're allowed vulgarism.
Exactly.
Vulgarity.
You should tell the story of how it started. Okay. Because you, I wasn't part of all this.
All right. I was pissed drunk.
Were you the start of the band?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been talking to Pete. So Pete once today, sorry to take over straight away, but it's my podcast. But Pete did some, you came to like do a practice with us, you were going to play a gig with us. And then at practice, the gig got cancelled.
That was it, yeah.
So I always thought you were like, because you do the recording and stuff, so I thought you were, but you're not.
I'm not. I'm probably the least important.
Right, so I'll just unfriend you.
I've already done it.
Yeah. So sorry, you're the originator of the band.
I'm the bloke, yeah.
So what happened? Tell us.
So yeah, I was drunk on liquor. And I hadn't played music in a while.
What sort of liquor?
I think it was an assortment.
Okay, yeah.
Some of it, most of it cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap liquor. So I was pissed drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I ain't played music in a while. I was like, right, I want some music. So I made some phone calls, I made some texts, I pulled some strings.
Right, yeah.
You could say I plucked some strings, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I assembled a motley crew of gentlemen to come play music, and some of them stayed around. The first time I met George, he turned up.
So, if I can just interject there, you've taken so many words to basically just say you wanted to get a band together, so you've completely
I was drunk! I saw it at the start!
Yeah. Yeah. It's called exposition.
I didn't smell your exposition.
What year was this? When was this?
When was it?
It was 3 years ago.
It was 2019.
Just before COVID. Yeah.
A little while ago.
Our first ever gig was 3 days before first lockdown.
Yeah.
Which really stunted the
pressure. Yeah. So you didn't know each other? Did you know each other before?
I didn't know George. I didn't even know Pete until a little while ago, actually.
No, so
Pete joined after.
You guys did your jazz.
Yeah.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
That's
alright. That's a bit on that side.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
This is a fact that George normally needs help getting dressed. So, not only.
I know. I get
so a lot of time, it's a lot of time I choose not to.
Yeah. I just
should see the video. So you did all your jazz. I'd seen you at some gigs before.
Are you talking about actual jazz?
No.
We use jazz loosely to define.
Jazz cabbage.
I was going to say activities, but jazz cabbage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you came to the studio I had at the time to record the first song, didn't you?
Mm, which was The Nothing.
Which was all right.
Yeah, that ended up being probably the best one. Everything else has been a bit downhill from there.
But you came to it, your first time with the band you were recording?
Huh?
Yeah, they've done some gigs.
Oh, okay,
they've done a few practices.
Yeah.
They were a four-piece at the time with another guy.
Okay.
He was doing, what was he doing? Geometry or geology?
Geography.
No.
Geography, yeah.
You're doing something now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he gets me right off,
measuring
shit.
Play the fucking bass.
He's measuring shit. I got a fucking toolbox.
To be fair,
the toolbox there.
He was a wizard on the guitar. He was a wizard.
He was very talented, but he had to choose what type of rock he wanted to do, and he chose.
He chose rock from the ground. Yeah, fair enough.
You chose sedimentary.
Yeah. So that happened, didn't it?
So I'm already quite confused on the timeline. So right. let's just recap.
Well, so are we.
These
so
didn't
are we.
Know when they started.
Yeah, honestly.
So 2019 they started.
Yeah.
They played their first
game. And that's because of Jack.
Because of Jack, who got the other three in an old room and were
he called up me.
And you guys, because you guys knew each other previously.
No,
no.
So
he just called Jack. He just randomly dialed a phone. George, get down, George.
It was friend of a friend. Right. He basically he called me up and said, "Oh, me and my band are going to a rehearsal space.
Yeah.
Can you and our guitarist has pulled out. Is there any chance you can come along? And I've never played in a band properly before, and so then I was like. I was like, yeah, like I can, but I'm not that good. And he was like, just come and play the chords, man. Just come and play the chords. And he'd said the same story to everybody in the everybody else that he'd got there, just to get people there. So there was never a band. There was never a band there. But to each person that he invited along, he's told the same story.
Me and my band.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're all right. You play here often, do you?
So then we all got there. We were all like, are you guys not a band? And they were like, no, I thought you guys were in a band.
Amazing. So at that point there was four of us.
That was a guitarist.
You play guitar
and sing. Yeah.
And sing. And you're playing drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you said plucking strings out of it, and I was like, really through
it. Yeah. No, I didn't mean like that. I was just trying to make like a metaphor.
It sounds like you tricked them into it. They weren't really aware of what was going on.
That's exactly what happened.
Remember this. Like I said, I was pissed drunk. when I did this. Okay, there was no rhyme or reason, but there was results.
Yeah, and I was tricked, and I need some sort of justice because you know.
I'm wondering if this is legal. I mean, they had no prior consent, really.
Yeah. The word gaslighting springs to mind.
Yeah.
Season 5 of You's coming out.
Consent's not another vocabulary.
Okay.
And you can quote me on
this. This will be the tape.
So we've established 4 band members now in 2019. Have ended up together.
Yeah, but there's not all these.
Yeah, but it wasn't these.
So you're in 2019. You've got 4 random. There's you guys are there. Curtis, is he in the band?
Yeah, he's
just one of the random guitarists.
No, there's another bloke. He was pretty cool.
That's 5.
Well.
That's 5.
That's it.
Oh, no.
No, there was just one other bloke, not 2 other blokes.
So Curtis and then...
Curtis, George.
And then Pete Mark 1.
No, Pete wasn't there yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Pete Mark 1, old Pete.
Old Pete?
Before Pete.
A guitarist.
No, there wasn't.
The other guy wasn't called Pete. We're not.
No,
we're not,
I'm just saying. This is Pete too.
Oh, like anonymous.
What
Pete.
They're saying, it's really. I'll draw you a picture in a minute. But there was you. There was George. There was Curtis.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was anonymous guitarist number 1. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Are we allowed to mention him? Was that?
Well, yeah, of course we can. His name was Reese. He was cool. Was it Reese? Or was it the other guy? Listen, this is getting really confusing.
No, it was. Why is it getting confusing? This is our history, but I can't think of it either.
Yeah.
This is our history.
Either way, we've ended up here now.
Well, thanks for your time, guys.
the timeline doesn't have to be chronological. Okay.
You know, isn't that what a timeline
is? It's meant to be vague and mysterious.
Yeah, it is. Currently, it is.
Were you writing songs straight away? How was that working?
Yeah, well, no, because, all right, the first practice, okay, George turned up and he said, oh, I've never really played with a band before, so I just played the chords. Yeah.
But what chords? You'd written a song?
No.
I'd written a song.
He'd come with a song. Yeah. And let me tell you, it was such a good song, but he hates it.
I hate it. I've got it struck off the set list now, after all.
Oh, yeah, you keep talking about that one. I've never let's play it.
Oh, my God, that song was just something else. It was very pretty.
It was very pretty.
And it was kind of lame, but I think in a good way.
It was one of them ones where the core progression was all like sunshine and rainbows and like the lyrics were death and destruction and I'm so sad and alone.
Like a nice emo song.
Probably not. I don't know, but it was it's not good. I wrote it and I couldn't even really sing it. Okay. So it was one of them where you know verse fine, chorus. It's a little bit.
It's a short song.
You're not in it.
No, it's I'm four not of part you. Of this, yeah.
You've brought a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you write some more songs.
Probably not that session.
No, the next session. We're talking
loosely again.
Yeah.
How are we getting to your first gig before COVID is what I'm trying to get at.
All right, so that anonymous guitarist number 1. Didn't fancy it, so he left. So we just stuck with me, George, and Curtis. Okay, we thought 3-piece we could do it. He's on the guitar, he's doing the vocals. Okay,
yeah.
We did a bit of practice. We wrote some songs. We did a gig, and I believe the gig was at Voodoo Lounge.
Lounge from the Lizards.
Yeah, we did a bit of that, and we played the first time we played. But like we said, 3 days after COVID come and shut us down, the ball stopped rolling. Momentum has gone. So after lockdown, everyone's coming out. We come back together. And George gets his mate in, that other guitarist, what was his name again?
Nathan,
yeah. And he was pretty good. He was really groovy. He wrote probably our best song. Yeah, but now he's gone, so it's ours now.
That's how it works.
You know how it is. But he decided it wasn't for him, fair enough. And then Pete, who we recorded with, said, All right, I'll have a bit of that. And he jumped in and he did have a bit of that. And he's still having bits of it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good.
I think we remember that situation very differently.
Really?
I haven't heard your version yet, but I already trust yours more.
The version of events is, we sent you the song, you released it in October, and in February, Curtis came to my house and knocked on the door and was like, we really need another guitar player, and we'd like you to do it. And I said no.
He didn't consult us before that.
Why did you say no?
Well, yeah, why?
I was busy at the time, and also... Curtis plays in a covers band.
Yeah.
At Grand Peterbury. They're quite good. Curtis is a very, very good bass player. But also, he's annoying as fuck. Mm. I was like, can I do 2 music projects with this gentleman? Eventually,
so you were in his covers band as well, were you?
I only sessioned for them whenever someone couldn't do anything.
Right.
So I just sort of opted on, played the chords, as Jack would frame it.
Yeah.
Eventually I was like, all right, we'll come to rehearsal and we'll see how it goes. And it went all right. And then you came to record the second song about a week and a half later, didn't you?
What was that, Astounded?
That was Astounded.
Mm. That was all right.
And that's when our relationship really started, because you came, you recorded your guitar parts, and then you left, and I immediately deleted them all and re-recorded them. And that is the premise of how we record now.
you do all the guitar parts.
Well, George doesn't know that yet. George is on the album, but it's mainly only his voice.
I don't believe this.
So you're a proper guitarist. If you're dipping in and out of covers bands,
yeah.
He's a proper guitarist, isn't he? Yeah.
Proper guitarist.
I'm not.
Can you write that down? I've never had a compliment like that before.
Proper guitarist. Put it on your posters.
That could be your next song, you're right.
Including a proper guitarist next and one that's not so good.
I'm a proper guitarist.
Another thing is, now Pete's in the band, he's writing songs, and they're great songs, but they are weird sex songs. And that's the truth.
They are weird
sex songs. And George is a bit trepidatious about singing the lyrics of these weird sex songs, because sometimes they get a bit too raunchy. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go then. Are we going to unpack that?
We are going to unpack that.
I don't think they were too bad.
Wait, because your latest single is called
Face for the Radio.
And it's a great, I've messaged you, it genuinely is a bop. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
That's one of his songs that he wrote. Okay. Yeah.
That's why I had such a hard on when I said I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just constant. That isn't even about
sex. That's not sex. The lyrics rolling when I was listening to it last night.
I didn't get any sexy vibes at all. But then we're trying to pinpoint it, because between writing that one and writing the other,
we had to put it through the sexy filter. Yeah. So you've got to bear in mind, you're getting the finished product at the start, you know, the unrefined product. There was a lot of sexiness.
That one was fine. I wrote that one specifically around people being too ugly to be talented. Think of your One Direction and stuff.
Wouldn't have worked
if they were all manners.
Mm. You're right, mate, you're right.
And that's the problem, that actually there's a lot of people out there, and I think Capaldi's doing all right with it. I'm being serious now. He's the first bloke who's not aesthetically what you'd expect to be on the
he's
front cover of Time
magazine.
He's
not aesthetically
pleasing, is he? No, I didn't want to say pleasing, but yeah, he's not.
He'd be all right.
But he's got talent, and actually...
He's phenomenal.
That's what it should have been.
Yeah.
And I think if we'd have had that sort of mindset several years ago, Paul Potts would have been bigger after he won Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
In Paul Potts.
2016.
Paul Potts. Yeah.
Susan Boyle.
That's what Face of the Radio is about. Yeah. Nothing to do with sex at all. The other one that had the lyrics, "She wants to run a bean on my love machine and tore on me like I'm MTV."
Oh, that's
which
the
I thought was clever.
You can see how that's a bit sexy.
There's definitely undertones in there.
This is what I didn't like, because I thought it was quite deep, but George said he didn't feel comfortable singing that live if his mother was going to be in the room.
So we used to have a song called "The Way You Taste," which was about oral sex. We used to sing that while Matt's mum was in the audience, because...
It was written about her.
Yeah. I wrote it about him. No, because why not? You know, he's singing it. But it's a little bit more subtle than Robbie Bean and My Love Machine.
That's
what I mean. That's when we're saying it's the sexy stuff. But then again, we're still putting ourselves out there, and maybe we don't know. Maybe our niche is the sexiness.
Okay. Yeah, like a Steel Panther sort of.
You wanted to call the album Guilty Sex Vibes.
Guilty Sex
Vibes. Was that because he heard the lyrics?
No, he was sold on that long before. Guilty
Sex. You know, I don't think it was Guilty Sex Vibes, wasn't it? Just Guilty Sex.
Or was it Guilty Sex Party?
Guilty Sex Party, that's it.
Oh, right, yeah. So it's just Pete the one that's got the craze for sex then.
Yeah, well, you know. It is what it is.
Do you have like a brand or image then, that not really try and force a brand, but kind of is naturally creating over time as you kind of gel more? Is it just the sex stuff?
It's not just the sex stuff.
Whips.
Well, what you've got to bear in mind is we're just throwing things at a wall and seeing what sticks. And when things aren't sticking, that's when you get the semen out.
That's actually what George built his business on. He's there doing his property construction, and he's like, "This head's sticking. I've run out of nails. I'll tug it."
So, do you feel like you've established your kind of sound and your lyrics and your songs yet? Is that figured out?
I think it's coming together.
I think we're still getting there now that we've got Pete's come on board. Now we're sort of finding a new sort of.
That tends to happen when you get new musicians in the band.
We have a high turnover of people, to be fair.
I've had a high turnover.
No, it's been solid enough, 2 years. It was February 2021.
What did you join? Was it?
Yeah. It's been alright, we played Leicester.
God, what time is.
Wait, was it 21 or 22?
It's got to be 22. It's got to be a
is
year.
It last
can't
year?
Be 2 years.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, in that case, yeah. So my time might still be short.
I think Pete's being modest, though. He does have a very big influence in the band.
Okay.
Not only in musical direction, but in musical erection. I'm serious. But it's like this track has just come out, Face for the Radio. It's a song that he wrote for the most part. And he's recorded that, and the whole album as well. We couldn't have done that without Pete, which is good that we've got someone in the band that can do that. And I can dig it.
And he's a marketing wizard.
Yeah. Don't know how he did that.
Thanks. And I think he's got the key to like time travel as well, because somehow he's able to find more than 24 hours within a day.
Yeah.
To do things.
He just
tells me about his day, and now he does these things, and he does that, and he does that. Ain't got a clue.
Yeah,
ain't got a clue how you do it. It's turning a bit into like a little bum Pete party now,
really,
isn't it?
Enjoying this. Yes. In a minute, my trousers are going
to
come off.
That's why he organised it. He was like, I just want everyone to come and lick my arse.
Yeah. Must have been really shallow today. Yeah. And then here we are.
Yeah.
The thing is about licking his arse, he also finds time to shave his arse ritualistically.
That's really nice.
And I haven't found the time to shave my pubes in like a year.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like my face. Look at that. Yeah. I've got that going on down there as well.
Another Abraham.
But still with the nose and everything. Still with the nose and everything.
It's got a piercing.
Cool. Yeah. So you've released how many tracks then?
Four songs out now.
Four singles out.
Four singles.
It's only three, isn't it?
No, it's four, George.
Is this what from the current album, from the new album?
Yeah. So the album's kind of odd because it's a mishmash of all the stuff that you'd written like before I joined, and the stuff you were playing a while ago, and then new stuff we've written. So I'd say that we probably have found that sound now. Mm. It's probably not reflective on the album because there is all that sort of turmoil and change, etc. and stuff. Which is kind of exciting, I think, that we're four mates that meet up once a week.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. And we just have a laugh, we write some stuff.
Get groovy, get a bit groovy, get a bit sexy.
We get a bit groovy.
Maybe in future we might get a bit dark, but I don't think we've got there yet. I don't think we've got to the dark phase.
Is Face Radio, is that the new... Is that new Primavolta? Is that the style of stuff?
That's commercial Primavolta.
Right, okay.
And it was written to be commercial.
Yeah.
Price. Definitely the most commercial on the album.
Yeah.
The rest of it is very similar to sort of Head Down and Astounded, which were the first two.
Yeah.
The Nothing's just weird, isn't it?
The Nothing is three songs in one.
Nice. Oh. As long as three songs in one.
No, it's basically three unfinished ideas that were basically in the same key, so we've just gone.
Yeah, but it works, doesn't it?
It works, yeah, does work.
That's the song that, what's the name, Nathan wrote. Mm.
Yeah, it's a really good tune.
It gives the vibe of four mates having a jam.
Yeah.
Mm. And just having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're at the four friends who got on BBC Introduce them once and think they're cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But the lyrics for The Nothing, I wrote them about a prostitute, didn't I?
Did you? Yeah. And I'm the one who's got the sex issue.
That is still subtle. Like the Nothing is the most subtle. It's not talking about that she is a sex. Like it's not talking about sex.
I find it quite endearing that you write songs about your mum.
She's gonna watch this, and you're gonna get a very stern email.
She's gonna watch it. She's gonna go, oh. And then she's gonna be pissed off. You're still wearing your coat.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
He's not gonna feel the benefit.
Yeah.
He's not gonna feel the benefit.
Yeah.
Well, what are the main influences then? This is main songwriter.
Me and George love the Black Keys.
Love the Black
Keys. Can't get enough Black Keys.
Yeah.
Honestly, love the Black Keys. We want more Black Keys to be in a band, you know what I mean?
But as soon as I try and take Black Keys like influence and try and make a Black Keys song, it will be a Black Keys song.
Pete goes in and re-records it, and then it's Face for the Radio. Literally, so that's where we're at now. It's working, so it's cool.
There's a lot. I think you'd struggle listening to the album and putting it into one genre.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
But I'm guessing though that's because you've got older songs and newer songs.
Yeah, you've got older songs.
So going forward,
there might be
a bit more of a package of. So have you got plans for the next, or is it you still just releasing this album and then you're going to work on the next one? Have you already got songs you're writing? You already got songs?
Well, I'll tell you what, no. What? When we're making this album, we're writing songs just to fill the album.
Yeah.
And the songs work. The songs we kept worked anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now we're in the process of actually rehearsing so that we're good enough to play live. We haven't played live a lot recently, and the album sounded pretty tight.
Yeah,
I hope we sound that tight live.
Yeah.
So all our efforts really are going into putting a good show on.
Yeah, that's right.
Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. After that, after we played some shows and this album's out the way and whatnot, then I think we're going to get into a pretty consistent process of writing music.
Good.
You know what I mean? And especially now we've done an album, we know exactly what the process is like. We can go into it like, all right, we know how we write songs, yeah. how it's going to sound, how it's going to feel. So that's what we're going for. So hopefully it'll all work out.
Yeah.
Doing an album's a stupid idea. And like any other band that wants to do an album, like it's cool to do, but if you're trying for growth, an album isn't the way to go.
Yeah.
You're only going to get one song on the playlists and stuff like that. You can only really pitch one, you can only market one. It's not singles are the way forward if you want to continuous growth.
Yeah, or do 12 albums.
I mean, you are talking to the person that made 12 albums in a year, but my view on albums now is that from watching all the listening figures, you get to track 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and they just start dropping off the cliff. Like the first five songs are really listening to. After that, that's why we just released a 5-track EP because then five tracks is the limit.
Yeah, I agree.
The attention that people can hold now.
Because
so.
Shuffle's a thing.
Yeah.
People do that and stuff like that, and you're lucky if you get one on a playlist and you ain't going to get three or four.
I hate it. I fucking hate it that you can't release an album and people listen to a whole piece of work.
Yeah, I hate that you can shuffle an album. I think there should be a. I think on albums you should just be listening to the album.
I totally agree.
But I think a lot of, like you know, we've done an EP at the moment. It's like on its way out, and we put a lot of effort into the track listing.
You do, yeah.
You do because you're looking at all your stuff. You think that's what tells the story the best. What's going to keep the songs flowing the best? It's a bit like writing a set list.
Yeah.
And then when somebody just goes on Spotify, just shuffle that fucking thing. Yeah. Oh, that didn't go into the song right, did it? No, because you shuffled it, you prick. Don't shuffle. I don't like shuffle. And on a playlist, obviously.
Works, but on an album, totally. It's keep an experience. You create the album, then you curate the album.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Concept albums of past and stuff like that, they ain't going to be listened to the same.
No.
People will listen to American Idiot and will never understand it.
No, exactly. Mm. It doesn't, because it's a story from the first.
Yeah,
and it's a great one, but it doesn't work if you start listening to things out of order.
If you got a book and went from chapter 1 to 7, it would make sense. And it's exactly the same.
Exactly.
So yeah, but I think
it makes for an interesting read. Though.
It would make for an interesting read if you could read.
Yeah,
it would be all right. So I think there'll be singles and stuff like that. Excellent.
Have I done something to hurt you?
I don't know. But yeah, well, the album comes out. When does it come out? 9th of June.
Something like that.
Something like that. Are you PRing
with?
Myself.
You're doing it yourself?
Yeah.
So this comes into the marketing bit. So all the graphics, everything you put on in socials, you've made, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And you're doing the PR, so what you're reaching out to publications, to radio stations, you're just going out.
Playlists. Spotify playlists are the absolute dream.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even bother with Apple Music.
No.
So it helps to know some people who can help you out and sort of say, if you message this person from this playlist, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
And I'm quite fortunate to be able to go up and down the country touring and stuff like that to meet those people.
Oh, good, because you do tour support for other bands, don't you?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the second half.
No need.
It's interesting, though, because you're out on tour, you see, because there was, we'll talk about it now. There was a, you were with a band, quite a big band. Who was it with you were telling me you were with? You were touring with?
Photo Finish.
Was it
no,
the Vamps?
That was your old band.
We're out with the Lunar Year, so Connerball, who's in the Vamps, is his side project and stuff like that.
Right.
So that was pretty nuts. And then we went out with the Somerset the week after.
Yeah.
He really gets about on tour. He's like a slag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to do the network.
When we did
Loomfest a couple of weeks ago, and it was a whole day of just talking to people.
Yeah.
Finding different bands and chatting to them and just trying to.
That was the London one, the three stage one.
Yeah.
And you were at the Black Heart.
Yeah.
That's a cool place.
It's really good venue.
That's really a really cool place. They think I've said you played as well.
Yeah. We played second as well, so there was a few people there, and it was, do you know what I mean, it was good. It was a good festival. It was a good vibe.
Yeah, it was some big bands. Dreamstate, right?
Dreamstate headlines. Yeah. We just put a reel out the other day with.
I thought they stopped.
They did stop.
Right.
And then, because I think that ex-head lead singer was just, she was done. She just couldn't do it anymore. Then they went away for a bit, and then Jessica. I think Jessie's a new singer. I hope I'm not getting this wrong, because it'd be so embarrassing. And then she was like, met the guys at Dreamstate. I want to sing. Blah blah. And then they've got sort of Dreamstate 2.0.
I believe.
And
there's a new singer.
I believe so.
So you didn't watch them at Loomfest?
No, I did. But I didn't see them beforehand. It was the first
time
I'd seen them live.
Did she look different for the first person?
I don't know. I didn't see them live the first time. Am I right?
I think so.
I hadn't seen them before. I'd seen them at Loomfest.
We'll have to fact check. We'll have to get Barry on his Wikipedia deep dive, and he'll be able to tell us.
Whack it.
No, that seemed cool.
Should we just go and leave these two?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because I to be honest.
Also, really, if you're talking about my productivity, this man wrote 12 albums in a year.
Yeah. What? You weren't joking about that?
No.
That's a real thing that occurred.
In 2021, we did 12 albums in 12 months. Yeah.
How did that come about then?
Lockdowns and shit.
Yeah.
How long were the songs?
Some were 4 minutes long, some were.
So we're talking proper songs. We're not talking like proper nursery albums. Rhymes.
Yeah.
Album 10 was 10 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, album 10, we got a bit bored, so it was 10 1 minute songs.
Yeah.
And it took me longer to get them exactly 1 minute than it did to write the fucking
songs. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nightmare, but I did it exactly 1 minute songs. But anyway, we're not talking about that.
Mr. The Dust Caftans episode for the rest of the information.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week's episode for further details.
Yeah, exactly. Go back.
I was going to say, where were you recording? That was it. Where are you recording? Do you home record or
yeah.
So there's a lot of DIY stuff going on in there, because he was just talking about promotion and bits, and you do all that yourself.
Yeah.
Recording you do yourself as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so I don't really know why the other three are here, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, not really.
You write the songs, you promote the songs, you record the songs.
Yeah.
He does the lot.
Put them out.
We just turn up,
do it all,
and chat,
organise
shit.
The gigs and everything.
This is your live band.
And he turns up, and he's a talented drummer.
Yeah.
Like, I've never met anyone who's absolutely off his rocker, but can also hit a beat in time.
Yeah,
John Bonham.
It's a little bit quick. Curtis is an exceptional bass player, but he is a knob sometimes.
Yeah, we've covered that.
Yeah, love him, but yeah.
Massive
and then
knob.
Occasionally
Massive
we
knob.
See you, which is always nice.
Yeah, he's not been turning up a lot lately.
You do have
his punctuality.
You've
been
got a very
like
good voice.
Is
as well as that,
is this hungover thing with a kebab kind of normal then? Is this
all the time?
It's not really.
It's working, isn't it? You're always building like a garage or something.
I do that.
Just garages.
No,
he's got four. What was it? McDermott Property Services.
McDermott Property Services at McDermott Property Services.
We'll beat that. I don't want your music to get bad.
Yeah,
actually, if your business really gets fucked, which I don't want it to for obvious reasons, but you might be more available.
You've
got a full-time job at
Mothercare,
isn't it?
I
work in laser eye surgery.
Oh, that's it, laser eye surgery. He's not the surgeon, though.
I'm not the surgeon.
No.
I don't know why I thought it was Mothercare.
I don't know.
I don't do the marketing either.
Oh, what did you do?
Head of customer operations.
Oh, that was it. I remember messaging you when you posted a thirst trap in your suit. And you're like, oh, first day at get my eyes lasered or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Getmyeyeslasered.com.
$6.99. Just four people in a box.
Just me and my Fiesta with a pen. Takes your lenses out. Thank you.
There we go. Next time.
Next.
Yeah.
That's why this car park really well.
Yeah.
It's a real cool place. But we all got full-time jobs. I think that's why that Thursday thing where we meet every sort of week is cool, because it's something to look forward to. It's like the start of the weekend.
When we turn up.
No one gives a shit about Friday.
No, but
anyway.
It is hard to get people together. Like, it's hard. You've got three people in your band, and it's hard to get three people together. I've only got four people in my band, and it's hard to get people together.
Yeah.
Especially when one's at uni. It's just difficult.
Which one's at uni?
Little Matty.
Little Matty. He's erratic, he is.
He's great, isn't he?
He can play, he can spin, he can do all the jazz.
Yeah. Mm. But he's first year uni, so it's so it's like trying to get his availability is rough.
Yeah, that must be tough.
But because he studied music at uni, he does just record and write and stuff, and then we just wake up and we've got a song, so then we can start working on that stuff. So it works all right, but it's hard to get one in the room.
Where are you rehearsing then?
Here.
Yeah.
Well,
when they're free, Barry.
Yeah.
Always bloody booked.
Yeah, he's selling out a bit, isn't he?
Honestly.
Yeah, I made a booking this morning, actually.
Did you?
For some other time.
Did you tell anyone that?
Yeah.
He's coming himself.
It's all in the chat. This is when you were on a course. Or something like that.
He's phoned up some more random people, hasn't he? Yeah. Come and play the chords.
We've already got an album coming.
Come and play the chords.
I'll have them written out for you.
And then he'll message and say, what are the chords for
me? Yeah.
What time is it? Can we get a fag on it?
I think, I was about to say, I think it's time for a break.
Cool.
Should we go for a break?
Yeah, it's getting a bit toasty, isn't it?
Yeah, go outside, have a little exercise and a kiss, and then we'll come.
I was about to keel over.
It's not one.
We haven't clickety clacked.
We're not clickety clacked. Now.
You guys alright with that? You're happy with
that? Yeah, we're going
to
play the game.
Very content with the game. Looking forward to playing. We do get overly competitive.
Oh, we're not back in the podcast yet.
That's fine.
Are we not?
Are we not?
No.
All right. He's rolling.
Sorry,
you clap the thing,
yeah,
and I thought it was the thing.
Sorry.
I'm not being funny. If this is the rules that you're going to be playing by in this little game,
hey,
I'm not playing.
Throw you off,
I had this. I'm like Michael Massey in the 2021 Formula One.
debacle. Do you remember that one?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's who I am, Michael Massey.
I've been more disappointed by a clap before.
Who can I be? Can I be the Ocon guy?
Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, right, I'll be Lewis.
You'll lose your eighth championship.
It could be worse, to be fair.
He gets bitches, to be fair.
He does get bitches.
Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah.
Oh, bitches.
He's got a little dog,
isn't
he?
Bitches on bitches. Is that euphemism?
I don't think that's a euphemism.
Is that the game we're playing and who gets bitches?
It's a Formula One based quiz. Yeah. Right, we're going to do an intro round. Ethan versus, if you've watched this before, you know. Whoever, it's you versus me. Simon's going to play a randomly selected playlist, randomly selected songs out of playlists.
Yeah.
Which is this week is.
Noughties rock anthems.
Noughties rock anthems.
Oh. Naughty rock anthems.
Noughties. Not naughty.
Rock anthems. That's actually my specialist subject.
And a bit of Incubus.
All right. Yeah.
Naughty rock is my go-to.
Yeah.
I'm really on your side though, because a couple of weeks ago I was sat on that sofa there.
Yeah.
Playing against Ethan. I beat him, and they've lost the audio from that podcast.
Have they?
No, coincidence, that, isn't it? Yeah.
We're on your side too.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Justice for Das Kapitans.
So, do you guys want to do just the song title, or do you want to do song title and artist, or just artist?
I think it should be song title or artist. Don't necessarily have to be together. Just do it.
You're casting your net wide there, aren't you, mate? You
could be both if you got it.
Listen, we're all talented musicians, and we've got George, so I think that we should go for both.
You want title and artist?
We'll go title and artist.
Well, all right.
Playing on hard mode.
That
we're playing on hard mode. Oh, but listen, if we lose, the good thing is we're playing on hard mode.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was good. And if we win, we'd have been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that an impression of...
it's Alfie Solomon.
Alfie Solomon, yeah.
he does a good one.
Oh, God, let's have a quick Alfie Solomon.
I'm playing fucking game. That's so good. Right, you want the artist, you want the song title, I want either or, you know what I mean? You want my fucking...
Can you now do Professor Snape?
No, we're not going there.
No, do Snape. Please,
God,
do Snape.
We'll keep this.
This is
going to be one of the
reels. Do Snape.
Hello. Hello, Miss Granger. I see you've noticed my wands. I've noticed yours too. Consent is not within our vocabulary at Hogwarts. Cool. All right, let's move on.
They're great.
They're really good, are they?
Listen, if you think that's great, listen to the album.
Okay. Was it just Alfie Solomon?
That's why I took so many takes.
I couldn't do the voice.
He wasn't happy with the album, he wasn't happy with the accent, he wasn't happy with the snare drum. Yeah. All right. Jack's two big bugbears, shit impressions and snare drums.
Yeah, that's it.
They're good impressions, I really enjoyed them.
Do you know, can you do Michael Caine?
No, I can't do Michael Caine.
You can?
No, I can't do Michael Caine.
Do it for the podcast.
Go on, for the podcast.
Something about fucking doors and shit, isn't it?
That's it! Oh, mate, that's such a good impression.
Yeah, that was it. No, that was it, actually, yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's wrap
play
this
the
up,
offer,
gentlemen.
Right.
Ready?
Ready, set.
So we do a title and artist?
Title and artist.
Okay, right.
All good? Do we have to buzz in, or don't we just raise our hand?
Just shout.
All right.
You can honk if you want.
Right, let's keep it score.
Okay.
Green Day. Oh, fuck it.
He was there on the green
day. No, that was ridiculous. That's a piss take.
At least
Yeah, no, it's funny.
Was
that
the actual start or was that just a practice?
That was a practice one. You used to write on the scorecard, weren't you?
That's not even a song, is it?
Are you ready over there, the scorecard?
Yes.
Right, yeah? He's ready.
So
right.
Is that what we're up against?
Yeah.
Do you do this for a living?
Yeah, this is my job, yeah.
Ready?
Kings of Leon takes fire.
Well played, mate. Good job. Yeah, yeah. 6 out of 10. That's 1-0, by the way, mate. That's 1-0. Right. Right down.
I was quite close, to be fair.
You were close. You can have no points.
I didn't say he had it, but the points are down now. So yeah. You know what I mean.
Reset those ears.
Rear fuck off.
That's my catchphrase. Though.
Reset those ears.
Reset those ears.
You're going to be on catchphrase anytime soon now.
Say what you see. Just say what you see. All right.
Kids MGMT, is it?
Kids MGMT?
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
Oh, you won't know.
Definitely not.
Have you just been recording children in the playground?
Yeah. It's my playlist. I don't know what that is. Barry?
I don't know, I've lost on that one.
Yeah.
Kids starts with kids making noises.
Let's have another 10 seconds.
We're going for another 10 seconds.
Another 10 seconds. I'm making the rules up now. Another 10 seconds.
Sounds like
zombie
from Halo.
It does, yeah.
I ain't got it.
No, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it.
That's 30 seconds, or no? Youth of the Nation.
Oh, POD.
POD.
No, yeah. I wouldn't have got that one.
That's not my
I
bag,
I thought
really.
These were anthems.
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah, that is a huge anthem.
Is it? How the fuck have none of us heard of it if it's a huge anthem?
Yeah.
Do you used to DJ at the Met Lounge? You still do?
20 years.
20 years? Fucking hell, I remember being a virgin. Don't show that to Steve, because he'll never book us again. Ever.
Well, we're never going to play there again.
That's true.
According to Curtis.
Right.
So it's currently 1-0.
1-0 still, yeah. 1-0 at a default round. Yeah.
Reset those ears.
Take a look around at Limp Bizkit.
Oh, fuck.
He had that off one note.
He had that off one note, didn't he? Do you know what?
This is definitely his playlist.
It's definitely his playlist, isn't it? Well, this is what he listens to when he's driving his Merc.
That was
just the first 15 seconds of every song.
No, yeah. That reminded me of a ride I went on at Alton Towers yesterday. Yeah.
Maybe don't start the Alton Towers thing.
It goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like. It was like when it goes off, and that's what you were like there.
Right. Scores, sorry.
Are you all right?
1-0.
1-0. All right. Reset those ears.
1-0. Come on.
Reset your fucking ears, mate. You somebody, Kings of Leon.
Wow. Well done. Check this out.
No, when it comes to Kings of Leon, we know what we're doing.
Yeah. We didn't name them as an influence, but apparently they are.
Oh, yeah.
So far, we've got the two Kings of Leon. How many Kings of Leon songs are on this? Yeah. Please talking, tell me at least 5.
Yeah.
Right, then. Score 2-1.
2-1. 2-1.
All right.
Play, boys.
Reset these ears.
A Panic at the Disco.
Open the fucking door. Close
what
the door.
Close
your fucking door.
We got the band name, and we've got
half point each, isn't it? We worked well as a team, though.
Yeah.
I think technically we should form our own super team, like they did in Eggheads.
Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we?
Smeggered.
Although if we'd have gone by your rules, we'd now be a point up. So apologies.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen.
No, the good thing is, but it's all right. We're halfway there.
So was it 2.5 to 1.5?
So yeah, 2.5 to 1.5.
Okay.
It's got 1 point to pick up.
Audience, what we need to do next?
Thank you.
He's getting paid, isn't he?
Yeah.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ocean Avenue, yellow card.
There's a place. Good. I knew as soon as I heard the chugging, I wasn't going to get that.
I knew it, but I couldn't get it fast enough.
The guy with the fiddle.
Oh, the fiddle.
Sorry.
You
not
can't
profits.
Say the guy with the fiddle. all the noughties and the playlist, and a lot of them with the fiddle. A lot of these fans have had a fiddle.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. Consent, we do appreciate.
Yeah, we do appreciate consent on this.
Yeah.
Score?
3.5 to 1.5.
It's a beating. Barry, what do we do next?
Reset the fucking ears.
Reset those ears.
Yeah.
Barry.
Reset the ears, mate. Well, my ears, consider them reset, because I'm ready.
He's on it.
Better get this point now. Oh, what's the space?
Oh, fucking hell.
I don't know it, but I like it.
Friends?
Very similar. Sounds like
Friends. I can't hear it.
Is that Let You Know by Prim Revolta?
No.
Barry?
No,
it was
Franz Ferdinand.
It was Franz Ferdinand.
No.
Oh.
Paralyzer, finger 11.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
11 what?
Finger 11.
Yeah, 11 what?
Do you know the best thing about 25-year-olds?
No. Oh, yes.
There's 20 of them.
Yeah.
No, that's just awful.
Yeah, but no. I'm not saying about me. I'm saying about the fiddler from the last band.
Oh, yeah. He did a bit of fiddling, didn't he?
Right. Still 3.5 to 1.5. We set those.
Set your ears.
Any old town stories before we start? No.
Not right now.
No, okay, yeah. Hold it. Right. Go.
Blink 182,
first day,
the Rock Show. First day, Blink 182, yeah. We'll have half each again.
Half again.
Fucking hell.
Nice, back to round numbers.
George is like, only working around them. Boys, we've scored four now. That's not bad, is it? That's more than I thought we'd do.
No, that's really good.
It is
all right. Is it
4v2? 4-2, yeah.
4-2.
So five is the magic number. So
if I had Boulevard of Broken Dreams, I'd be...
4-3.
Get this one.
You should be like, it's a winner, isn't it? We can end this silly game.
Mm-hmm. For the final time then, possibly reset those ears.
Paramore Dakota.
Linkin Park in the end.
All I've done.
In the end.
You've done it.
Oh, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
Did you get it in there?
Well, he did. He got it. He whispered. He did whisper it in my ear.
He whispered it. Mm-hmm. Are we allowed whispering?
It's on my. You can hear it in the. Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, Barry didn't hear it. Barry,
but he didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it.
I'm taking a point.
Do you know what? This is exactly what happened in the Das Kapitans episode where you lost the audio because you were losing.
Yeah, you're very close to getting your audio lost. Wipe the episode.
All right, 4-3 boys, come on.
Out. Reset these ears. I've had enough of that now, to be honest. Right, here we go.
30 seconds to Mars, the kill.
The kill. Ah, oh, motherfucker, well done. That was good.
Jeez.
That was good.
Oh, we're drawing.
The kill, bury me.
I was going to say Psychosocial by Slipknot.
Almost.
Did anyone else hear that?
Yeah. We actually had that around a couple of episodes ago. Yeah. Straight away, Psychosocial.
Straight away.
So this is
match
point. I think whoever wins now is always good. If it's you, you're a virgin. If it's us, you're talented.
That's the stakes.
I've actually enjoyed this game. We should play another round of this.
It's good.
After the podcast ends.
In the car.
I'll give you a call. We'll play.
Yeah.
So the loser is going to be publicly branded a sex offender.
Right.
Not again.
Ready? To go Paramore.
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Fuck!
What is it about these ambient intros?
I thought the last one was Decode. Yeah.
Well done. Barry, can we have a copy of that audio before?
Yeah, ASAP, please.
Can
you put it on the memory stick for us?
Oh, no, there's been a bug in the audio system. A mouse has chewed through the audio again.
What was it, Snake again?
Oh, no, it's apparently a sex event. It really sucks.
It really sucks.
I had plans about it.
How are you going to take more recordings in schoolyard?
Well,
I'm not going to
do that, am I?
Now
I'm on a list.
You've got to have consequences to this game, otherwise it doesn't work. And
the consequence is I have to carry on doing these games and podcasts as a loser.
How many times have you lost before?
Oh, it's probably quite equal now with losing and winning. I thought, so when I came up with the concept, it's not my concept, but I'm quite good at, as we... a lot of songs I can quickly get in there.
He's very impressive.
Yeah. He's just being very deflective.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's happened. But I thought I was going to be really good at it, and obviously then other people are better. So
it is three minds versus one.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. But see, I thought I'd be able to keep up with that, but I can't. See, Mario Kart is something that I'm trying to bring into the podcast.
Okay. Now, how long does a Mario Kart race usually go on for? It depends on what map you're on, what track you're on.
Does it go on longer than Rita at Alton Towers?
No, because that didn't go on very long. Okay, because you nip up to 60 miles per hour very, very fast. Okay.
Do you know what the speed is?
Quicker than your van?
It goes 60 miles per hour, I believe. Okay.
Yeah, but how quickly? How many seconds do you know?
It's 2.5 seconds.
It's 2.5 seconds.
2.5 seconds, and you're honestly, you feel it. It drew me foreskin back. like that, honestly.
Why were you naked?
No, I wasn't until...
It
took his kimono off.
Crazy like that. But, like all good things, it ends too quick.
Yes, yeah.
And it was about 30 seconds, you know what I mean?
Why is that too quick?
What a lovely depressing end to that story, to that anecdote.
I thought you got some beef about not handing out leaflets at Alton Towers.
Right, so we got some flyers made up. So advertising the old album. It's got a QR code on, they're pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're doing the gig on the day, the little party thing.
Yeah.
To sort of commemorate the fact we've done this and we don't have to talk about it ever again. Yes, we are, George. Been booked in for fucking ages. Anyway, we've got leaflets to advertise it as well. I'll give you one.
Thank you.
Jack took some and was going to hand them out on Towers. Now, yesterday morning, he confirmed the legality of this.
Yeah, well, now that's the thing about the legality of handing out flyers when you're in a place like Alton Towers. I mean, I've heard from some people that it's illegal. Well, not illegal, they'll be on you for it, because the only thing you're allowed to advertise at Alton Towers is Alton Towers itself. Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know the truth of it. So I put in group chat, I said, right, what's the legality on this? And he said, do it. As long as
it's consensual. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as you put it in their hand, yeah, and you're not hiding it in their backpacks or launching it at children or something like that, it's fine. Yeah. Or just leaving them.
But when you said that, I thought the idea of me leaving leaflets in people's bags, just sneaking up and putting them in. Yeah.
It'd be funny.
It's fine if you just trigger like your penis, it's fine. Yeah. Put it in people's backs backpacks.
Yeah.
Don't just throw it at kids.
Yeah.
You say, would you like this?
Yeah, would you like this? Yes, and then you give it straight to them. You give it to them strong, you give it to them hard.
I agree with that analogy. Just remember that if they choose not to take it, even if they've agreed to take
what happened,
to change their mind, Jack.
What happened, Pete, is I'm frightened of roller coasters. I'm frightened of them. Okay?
Yeah, but you weren't giving the leaflets to the roller coasters.
He was there. You know the person.
Rita, take it!
You hand your backpack over to. He's just there giving leaflets in exchange for a band, then picking the same leaflet back up.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
Did you take the leaflets in the end?
Yeah, the leaflets were there. It's just I only gave one up, and that was to me, mate. So what I should have done is gone around. But like I said, I'm afraid of roller coasters. I'm frightened of them. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw all these roller coasters going here and there. Rita's going mental.
Yeah.
In 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like fucking hell. So I really wasn't in the right mind space to be handing out leaflets because I was shaking.
Did you know what Alter Towers was before?
Yeah,
I knew what it
I'm
was.
I'm assuming you bought a ticket and drove there. Yeah. So
I knew what it was. I knew what I was getting myself into. And I was like, yeah, it'll be all right. But when I was there, crowds everywhere, all of this, there's weird music. The smiler, it's going like, nee, 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 nee. I'm like, fuck it now. These leaflets were staying in. I was focusing on what's about to happen. I was scared. Okay? But I got on with it.
Yeah.
I got on with it.
Well, you got on with the Alton Towers side of it.
Yeah, the Alton Towers. What I actually went there, like the objective, something productive I could do throughout the day, that didn't happen.
No.
Okay.
You were too scared, so.
I was too scared. Yeah. Not scared of interacting with people, that's not the problem. It was the rides, they were imposing.
Right, okay.
And they put me down. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I had to conquer that. By the time I'd conquered that, the park had closed.
It's time to go.
So you're okay with it now?
I'm right with now. Yeah. I'm right with now.
So if we send you back next week.
Oh, honestly, I'll do whatever you want.
How many roller coasters did you go on? Was it just Rita?
I went on all the big boys.
Really?
All the big boys.
What was your favourite?
My favourite, the Smiler, was probably my favourite. You do all these, there's 14 loops. 14 of them.
Yeah,
you're looping around, you're going
14
here. 14
loops.
14 loops. 14 loops. 14 loops.
What you do is you have one of them and you have some of them. That's how many loops there are.
This is a representation of four of the loops that were particularly naughty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
one of them. And that's also the ride that there was a terrible accident in 2016 occurred, which makes it even more terrifying.
That's
but
that
one
woman
it was more of a frown
rather than smiling. No one was smiling that day.
She got her legs done, didn't she?
Yeah.
Loads of money now.
Big fucking payout.
Sliced off though, weren't they?
Yeah. Now she's smiling. Now she's smiling.
How much did she get? She got a few mil, didn't she?
Probably. Probably. I reckon you would. You wouldn't have to work again. You know what I mean?
I was going to say she went running all the way to the bank.
She saves a shit ton of money on shoes.
Half off.
I just need the one. She has to buy them in twos. No, generally. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Oh, she's listening. Genuinely.
If you can email him.
No, I think this is a topic that's been discussed before. You would have to buy a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who's selling just one croc?
Yeah, that's it. Because what's going to happen to the other shoe?
Well, unless you get into like some sort of like
it would be somebody
with the left amputee, someone with the right.
It would be
like a Facebook page.
Yeah,
you've got the same size feet. And you paired
up. Like, if you've lived in a council house for years and you want to change council house, don't you have to agree with someone else who has a council house to swap? And it would be a system like that, but with shoes.
No, just all you got to do is walk into like Shoe or something like that, and they always have one on display, don't they? So you just take that one.
Just take that one. Fair right. So you would just take it.
You may as well become a thief. You're
gonna be
life's pretty shit.
Leg it.
Or get in a relationship with someone who's lost the other foot.
That would be the smart way to do it, but life's
or just
not
take your other
simple.
Leg off, so you ain't got to buy any shoes.
There's options.
Wearing one dock and one stiletto. Although you wouldn't, because you only got one leg. Doesn't work, does it? Anyway,
it doesn't work at all. I'm enjoying this conversation.
So you're saying, if he had one leg, he's saying he would go up to the display shoe and nick it.
Yeah.
You're saying you'd rob it.
Yeah.
How are you going to get away?
Hop, clearly.
Zoom off on his mum.
Zoom
off. He drives a Pedestal. Right. I just want people to know as well, particularly you two, that this isn't, and that he is always like this.
No, it's good. It's good content.
It's good. It might be good content.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It must be difficult being in bandwidth, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. The recording is a horrific.
No, when we were at his first recording studio, I remember this rug, because he's moved house since then, so there's different studio, but he had this rug and it was really lovely. And I used to roll around on it a lot, didn't I?
It was like having a feral cat.
You did used to roll around a lot on the rug.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're waiting for fucking hours for George to get his fucking take right, what are you going to do? You're going to end up rolling around on the floor. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Are you going to sit there? You can't look at your phone forever. You know what I mean?
It's boring.
So there's a lot of rolling around on the floor on the rug. And a nice rug it was.
I think you need to get some new apps on your phone if rolling around on a rug is more.
That rug is still present in the house. It's under the coffee table now.
That's the problem. There's no room for rolling around on it.
So if I move the coffee table, you would.
Straight to it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like, you know, oh, let's get to it. There'd be foreplay. You know what I mean?
And you'd come in, you make yourself a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Ooh.
Lay next to it first.
Yeah. Lay next to it. You sort of put his arm around it. You hold your arm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This morning.
Totally.
Well, we have actually got a rug in here today for you.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you can demonstrate any role.
It's not the same because his rug had a bit more. Ooh.
It had
more volume, I'd say.
More volume?
More volume. A very volumatic rug. Is that word?
A volumatic rug.
Volumous.
Yeah. My favourite story about you, Jack, is that one time we played that gig in Leicester, and Curtis drove us home, and you were really tired, and you slept in the car on the way home. And when we dropped you off, you moved all your drums outside, and then proceeded to just walk into your house and close the door, and leave all your drums outside.
Nice neighbourhood.
Set up.
And we we drove off. Curtis was like, "I'm too tired as well. Yeah. I'm not telling him." And I don't know whatever happened to them, and that's my. I don't want to know.
No,
that's
no. My favourite story. Well, I'll tell you what happened. They were there in the morning, and I put them in the
garage. Oh, so you left them out overnight?
Yeah, but like I said, it's an all right neighbourhood down there, so you can leave your drums out. Oh, I've left loads of things outside. Women, just to tell you.
Still in there in the morning.
Yeah.
Knocking.
You know what I mean? So that's it. It's the benefits of living in a nice neighbourhood. You can leave whatever.
Yeah, but I live in like an okay neighbourhood, and I still wouldn't leave my life. Yes.
Yeah. The thing, I didn't do it on purpose. If I. Like, I was very tired. I had to go to bed. I forgot about them. I think I'd had a few beers that day as well. So the drums were left outside.
You said to many women, "Would you like to dance?" And then proceeded to do this to them.
One of them looked you up and down and said no.
Classic. Classic. Imagine. That's your game. Hey, would you fancy a little bit? No.
We've walked into a pub before where there's been what I can only describe as pensioner karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jack has immediately joined in.
Well, yeah, and
I found myself at home.
That was so good. It's like I knew everyone in there, and I didn't, not at all. No, basically, there was a bloke doing the karaoke, and he was just putting YouTube on, the karaoke songs with the YouTube, and it worked. Everyone in there, middle-aged, they were really enjoying themselves.
They were not middle-aged.
They were well middle-aged.
They were well past middle-aged.
Well, where's middle-aged?
I was going to say, this is middle-aged.
Beyond middle-aged.
Okay, cool.
A bit past middle-aged, quite past. Some of them were real beyond middle-aged, later aged. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
The one you went home with, how old?
Which one?
The 14 or the 84.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. That's a pub in Leicester called The Fountain. Do you know the one? It's right near
the shed.
It's across the road from
the shed. Yeah.
And every time we went there, every door we've been there, well, only twice. You know what
every
I mean?
Time.
Every time every we time. Went there, I've looked across at
Have
the
we
fountain
been there twice?
And I've seen loads of these older folks, you know, doing that. Wait, I'm like, oh, it's
so
when we played the shed,
when we played the shed, he went to the fountain and joined this karaoke. Then we played the sound house a few months later, and all he was banging on about was, "I want to go back to the fountain." That was it.
And we went to the fountain. We had a fucking good time.
We had a Subway and we went to the fountain. So we appeased everyone.
Mm.
And then we played that game.
Where was I?
Present.
Was I?
You were about.
Hungover.
Building a garage. That's the thing. I've never built a garage.
Just a dungeon.
I've built car storage facilities, but I've never built a garage.
That sounds like a garage. Just a car storage facility.
He invented a new thing.
I've invented the car storage facility.
He charges more for that.
I don't build garages, I build premium upmarket car storage facilities.
I've just built a food preparation room.
We do them as well.
What is a car if it's not a garage? Please explain it. What's the difference?
Oh man.
One is a building that you park your car in.
Yeah.
Which one? Hang on. It's not open, is it?
What's the other one?
And the other one is what?
That's a garage.
Okay.
Right. And what are you building?
a roofed facility that you can park your automobile in.
Yeah, well, mate. That sounds a bit like
no, too, are you not listening to the difference in
I say potato, you say
car storage facility.
Now that sounds like a garage.
Is that Mike? Is that Michael Caine? Is he finally the car?
No, right, no, something or other. Anyway, it does sound like Garrett. Sorry, that was so funny, it made me cry.
We spoke about your own time. Garage building that you do, right, even though it's car storage facilities. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Yeah, I've got a pressing question that I think we'll close it off after this, I guess. Yeah. How long would we go on for? Barry's got a new game. That is called fucking Lights Out. It's from his childhood. And it makes no fucking sense. He's like, you just got to make sure you've got to turn all the lights off. And you press a button and more lights turn on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't turn them all off. He's like, there's logic to it. There's fucking no logic to it at all.
Is it like Minesweeper?
Yeah.
Is it like a garage or like a...
Yeah, it's a mine storage facility.
So
Barry's paying no attention, he's just pushing buttons, basically. Yeah. And then more buttons come on for him to push. It's like bubble
audio
wrap.
Gets lost.
Yeah. It's on Lights Out. Oh, there it is. Headstockless guitars. It's pressing issue for me.
Right.
Do we like them? Or no. No. Aren't they awful?
They're ugly.
Can you explain to me?
What is a headstockless guitar? Yeah. Yeah. Doors up.
Is this a guitar that doesn't have a head?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Explain
to me, because I'm not very, very well versed in guitars. Okay. So it's definitely a guitar. There's no head.
Yeah.
How do you tune it?
At the bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
All right.
The back, I suppose. Yeah. But yeah.
That ain't right.
No, it's ridiculous. Isn't
That's
it?
Not right. Do you know what I mean?
It's essentially broken. Then it's missing a part.
There's two types of people that play them. And I think that it's people who are like into math core and stuff like that, and playing 6/8 and maybe something more complex than 6/8.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's really easy. Don't understand. Yeah. People who have got no air.
Yeah.
It's just those, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the tech geniuses who, animals as leaders, that sort of vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or people who have got
alopecia. But they make nice guitars and basses with headstocks.
Yeah.
In similar fashions.
Yeah.
And some people just go, well, we'll just take the headstock off. Mm. They just don't look good.
A case is cheaper.
They're a bit of a 1980s thing as well. Like, if you imagine the piano tie, and then a headstockless guitar.
Yeah.
That is a very 80s.
Hey, listen, I've got a keytar.
Yeah, no.
You have got a keytar.
I've got a keytar, and I vibe it.
Yeah, I had one. Which one have you got? Because I sold one. Mine was a black Casio one.
Oh, mine was the Alesis.
Okay.
Have you? Yeah. Bring it up. Let's have a jam. I'm just joking. I know Thomas the Tank Engine.
Barry is always on the keytar. You can't stop.
Coming
in for practice.
It's Lights Out.
Sometimes both.
All right, yeah. So I agree with that. There's something else there that
I saw a band. One of the reasons I really don't like them is I saw a band not too long ago, and the bassists were playing a headstockless bass. As a bassist, I think that's awful anyway, because I love the way a big bass headstock looks. I think it all looks great. And he turned up with his kit, dark glass, like really metal setup, and the band started playing, and it was like indie. And he's had this like really sort of like dark glass none of it made sense to me. I was watching it, I was just like,
all I needed
now was a left-handed drummer as well, and I'd have been like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
The music was alright, but it just didn't make sense.
What you were expecting, that vibe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it just wasn't that.
Yeah, that's it. It's like pulling a party popper and nothing coming out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you were expecting it.
Yeah.
And even if what comes out a little pop, okay, fair enough. You did it well.
Yeah.
No, I'd expect something dark, something weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I had long hair. It was what I was just like. Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
What's your view on backing tracks?
I go both ways of them. I think backing tracks can sound good because they fill the space out, especially if you haven't got many members on stage. For a backing track for my band, would be sometimes helpful because there's only one bass and one guitar, so sometimes that might help melody. But I quite like it raw. I like just no backing tracks. I like hearing.
I agree with you. I too like it raw.
Yeah.
But
what about your backing tracks?
Yeah.
backing
tracks. I don't know. I've never really tried the backing tracks. He's kind of pushing for it. I can see why it helps.
Oh, George.
No, you.
You've done the best.
You love backing tracks.
It's me. It's me.
Every time I see you, you're backing up a track.
You know what I mean?
Don't you have to like use in-ears and stuff for doing all that?
Yeah, you would have
clip tracks and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it starts getting expensive, it gets complicated.
I think if you're using it to fill out, like if you've got like intros to songs and stuff and you're using it artistically perfect.
I've seen that happening.
If you're using it because actually you can't sing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the bass
player. Why did you just sit to me there?
Because you're the singer. You can sing it. You're a very talented individual. It takes you 100 times to get it right, but when you do, it's perfect. But
it's easier just to get Reese back, isn't it?
It's easier just to get
Reese and Oscar getting back.
Yeah.
Done.
Whatever happened to Oscar? He was really good.
Yeah, he had enough of being an. You know what it's like. It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was doing his PhD and. He was doing his mountain biking.
He's always riding the bike.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of stuff, and then he was like, he needed to give something up.
Do you ever feel disappointed that he left your band to go and start riding the bike?
Originally, yes, to be honest. Originally, I was like, we were playing big gigs at the time. Yeah. Like the Junction we were on, we'd have been on tour, we had good crowds, and I was like, is this really. But I get where now, upon reflection, I do understand where he came from.
That's the stressful thing about it. You've got to understand that to do a band the way you want to do it, take a lot of sacrifice.
It does, yeah.
And some people just made that choice not to do it.
Yeah.
And at the time, it might frustrate you, but you got to be able to respect that.
Yeah, and we did. And I said this a couple of times on an episode, but he told us on the way back from tour, we just finished tour, we were already happy. Oh, doesn't tour gone really well? And he was like, yeah, I'm leaving. But why tell us today?
Yeah. I think that just shows you how much his head wasn't in it.
To leave at
the biggest point
and
leave at that point. Yeah. It's like respect to it. Yeah,
yeah, and it's fair. I've got a very good relationship with him still. I still see him. We have a great, mate. It just wasn't for him anymore. And I've spoken to him since about other projects because I've been asked to do some bits and asked for guitarists and. He's really not interested. I've even offered him. There was a guy that asked me for a session guitarist, or another one, paid. No, he just wasn't.
He's just incredible as well, isn't he? Like incredible guitarist, so like unbelievable. But he just great can't be asked presence. With it. It's like
passions.
But other people thinking, what a fucking waste. Yeah, but his head's not in it. So.
No, this is it.
And it's better to not be in it than to be in it.
Because then it starts resentment. Then
of course it does.
Because you just want people to be involved. Get on with whatever the project is at the time.
Yeah.
And if his heart wasn't in it, then, well, we wouldn't have been able to do this EP. So
that's true. Yeah.
You four are all in it at the minute, are you? Are you all in?
Currently, totally. Yeah. Totally. I mean, Curtis is doing his ambulance stuff. Mm-hmm. He's in that at the minute.
But his heart's still in it. And that's the thing, it's difficult because everyone's got their life going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But you, like I said, you got to make that sacrifice.
Yeah.
And you know, it's tough. But and it feels like the more involved we're getting in, the more demanding it's going to become.
No, but we had to have a few meetings as we were trying to progress the band about we've just got to spend more time doing stuff because I mean, that's one of the things we do this. There's a lot that you have to, time and money, monetary-wise, you have to invest into your band to not even get anything back, just to have a nice time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to do like good gigs.
It becomes work otherwise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It becomes work. But the thing is, it
also becomes work, though, if you constantly play crappy gigs and then you're playing to a few people and then you start getting a bit disenfranchised by it. It's like we've started to be more selective on gigs because we want to make sure they're good gigs.
Yeah.
But then I miss playing.
Yeah.
So it's hard to
find
that balance. Because, well, like we were talking in the Loonfest episode, sometimes now if you gig too much, you're seen as always trying too hard. Like you shouldn't be gigging so much.
That's it. You're always available.
Don't do that. You're playing too much. You're like, what do we do? What do I?
I want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's your TikTok presence like? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about, isn't it? Yeah. It was actually quite nice. Sorry to go on to talk about Eurovision. I didn't watch it. was it good?
That was really good.
We watched Dune last night. Me and my girlfriend watched Dune instead.
Dune?
Oh, yeah, Dune.
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 Is it Dune or June?
Oh, no, Dune.
It's June, but it's like... Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, it's like garage and automobile.
Yeah.
Isn't that? That's really long, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really fucking long.
A lot of sand.
Lots of sand.
What's going on here? How wormy does it get? Because I heard.
No, not wormy enough.
Not wormy.
No, throughout the fucking times they talk about these worms. The worms are coming.
The worms are coming.
You've got to wait for the sequel for the worms.
Yeah. Oh great.
Oh.
I hope it's all worm. I
want all the types
Jim,
as well.
What you doing today? I'm just gonna go and worm some shit. That's what I want you to do to me.
I want a gummy worm. And I want this one. Yeah. I want all the worms.
Yeah.
Eurovision.
It was one of the countries that did a song called 0.003, and it was the royalties you get, like the money you get per stream on Spotify.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really, yeah. really interesting. Yeah.
It was a good song as well. Sad didn't do all right.
Yeah.
I did managed the winner of The Voice back in November, which was doing a Christmas turnaround. Yeah. Yeah, just on the road.
Just throw that in.
Yeah. Just on the road.
Oh, yeah, I just managed her.
Just you know, making sure she's in the right place at the right time and all that jazz. Easy gig. Good coin. But yeah, it was the whole thing on The Voice was TikTok. It wasn't about anything else. It wasn't about music. It became almost, talent's irrelevant. If you're funny and you're good on TikTok,
yeah,
perfect. Yeah, because you're going to bring in more people. More people are going to see you. More people are going to buy your stuff. We're going to make more money.
Yeah.
That brings us back to what Face Radio is about.
So what are you going to buy into then in all of this? Because there's a fucking older band. We're not going to go near TikTok. That would be fucking embarrassing.
We're not on it.
To go near that. But I mean, we reluctantly do Spotify. We prefer Bandcamp and listen to the podcast if Barry finds the audio.
Nice.
But yeah, what are you going to use in terms of social media? How far are you going to go? You are not going to go TikToking?
No, we'll use Instagram. We use Instagram quite a lot. We're not even that good on Facebook, are we? We're not on Twitter.
Yeah, because if we went on TikTok, they're going to make me dance. Okay.
You should have a TikTok. I want it. After meeting him today.
He really can dance.
He can dance.
Let him cook.
He really can dance.
It's Stevie Jack saying, "Do you want to dance?"
They'll let me dance. It'll just be me dancing up the women. So,
it'll be you and Fred.
You and Fred.
Do you know about Fred? You will.
How the fuck would I know about Fred? No. Fred is your mate. I don't even know where Fred came from.
I think it meant Fred from YouTube back in the day.
No, not him. No, fuck no.
He's some guy that does some random promotional video for us. I'll show you one.
Please,
we'll have a look. You carry on while I find this video with Fred.
You just randomly went to the beach with him the other day.
Yeah, well, no.
This is a grown man. And you went to the beach together.
Yeah, well, no, I work with him.
Grown consensual men can go to the beach together.
Right, that's true. It was Jaywick. If you know about
Jaywick. Oh, yeah, because you made that really hurtful comment. Here you go.
Jaywick's lovely.
Jaywick's the worst place ever.
Can you send this to us and we'll let this into the thing?
Did you hear? It's coming! Prima Volta's debut album on the 9th of June. Pre-order now or you make Huggy Wuggy sad.
Can you dig
that is how far we'll ever get with social media. Yeah, and I wanted to know that's never been posted anywhere.
This is the kind of thing we're
working on. So that guy's on day release, is he?
That's not been posted.
Not even.
It's not been posted.
It will never be posted.
No, it will. Who has the say on whether something gets posted then?
Normally me.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm going up making great content.
Fair enough.
And now you're just
shutting it down. That's never going to be shown other than on this podcast.
Well, no, I want to get it out there. Me and Fred want to get it out.
Listen, Jack, if you'd have given out more than one fly yesterday, I could have it, right? Oh. But you were too busy riding.
I want that video, send that to me. We'll edit that into that clip, so if we could see that fabulous bit of artwork.
Oh, Ivan's coat, was that just for the video?
No, we work together. We go doing dodgy stuff.
Okay.
So what do you actually do for work?
Dodgy vans for dodgy people.
That's not what you do for work.
It's dodgy vans with dodgy people. No, the vans are fine. The people are dodgy. And I'm the people with Fred. No, the people we go to, they're not dodgy. The vans aren't dodgy. Me and Fred might be considered dodgy.
What are you doing?
What's your job?
We just answer the question.
Tell you what we're doing. We do vans, don't we?
What do we do, vans?
We do them.
Fix them?
We get them done.
Oh, right.
He gets them done.
Cutting shuts.
When it comes to vans, me and Fred, we'll get him done.
Blow the bloody doors off!
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you once said you and Fred in a van, you must be the two lowest common denominators in a food chain that we just left, and they just put you in a van, and you got really upset.
I can't see why, though. I can't see why he'd get upset.
And I said in that video, can you understand why he said that?
I just said he's a proper bottom feeder.
What? On that night,
does he really not know what he does with vans?
I haven't got a clue what he does for a job. He's got a toilet in the back of his van. That he occasionally
what I can tell, he drops vans off, he drives all over the country and drops a van off, and when he picks it up again, it's filled with shit.
That usually happens.
Like human shit. So,
fucking hell. Right, okay.
It's a good
job.
That's
the band chat.
Yeah. Now, listen, I want to go smoking.
Well, we're about to close the episode,
you don't decide when did.
No, I'll be honest, we've been here a while.
That's why I
think we've had fun.
How about you sit back and get these guys?
How about you just sit down and let them do their thing?
You don't
get
old mate.
No, we've come here, you've insulted Fred. You've insulted me.
Insulting Fred.
You know
Fred
I mean?
Looks fantastic. We just don't know.
I just don't understand why. Who the fuck is Huggy Wuggy for a start?
Oh, Huggy Wuggy is like this weird, like.
Yeah, it's the weird thing.
A game
yeah,
that's thing the weird. Now that's come out.
It's oh, like, is it?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, it's an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah, Huggy Wuggy's a thing.
Oh, right. I thought Fred had made it up.
Well, at least we know what Huggy Wuggy's job is. Do you know what I mean? We know what Huggy Wuggy does.
Well, it's just like the history of the band, deliberately ambiguous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like it.
Yes, thank you.
We should record the album, that.
Yeah. Deliberately ambiguous.
That
well,
yeah,
still
that's actually
no
good,
more time.
That's actually quite a good
well,
that's not a bad yeah,
name. One last question. Chainsaws for arms or accordions for legs?
Accordions for legs.
Chainsaws for arms.
Accordions for legs. 100%.
Yeah, I'd say.
Chainsaws for arms
what,
would be...
What, they're so... It gets so annoying.
Do you know how busking would be so easy?
Do you know how easy my job would be? Doing property maintenance.
Oh
like
yeah,
well,
building
garages.
Car storage facilities.
That's a small part of what I do.
Do you want a garage building? Robocock turns up. You know what I mean?
Small part of what I do.
You're building log cabins.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
Yeah, mm. I just alter the business plan.
The business
yeah.
But you could walk down the street with a hat, playing a little tune, and just pick up.
Exactly. At least you'd be able to embrace your loved ones as well, because you can't with your chainsaw
yeah,
arms.
Yeah, but also I can't play the accordion.
I can't play the accordion.
But also, I'm not blind in this scenario. As soon as I go to hug a loved one or stroke a dog, I'll think, hang on, maybe I shouldn't with
yeah,
this great
exactly.
big
yeah,
fucking
no
chainsaw.
How are you going to get to a job? How are you going to drive?
How are you going
to
put your shoes on in the morning?
Well, if I balance on them as they spin, I'll just
yeah.
like...
How are you going to pay
for that? Hold on, I'm going to pull you out a second, Jack.
Yeah.
Right. You've got chainsaws for arms, right? Put that hat on.
Wait, but the chainsaws
yeah,
always on.
You can turn them on and off.
Yeah,
put
okay,
that hat
then.
On and then pay for it.
You've not got elbows, mate. You've not got elbows. You've got chainsaws.
Look, good effort. It'll take
whoa, where did you put your chainsaws?
They're off.
Imagine that.
They're off.
Changed your mind.
Hungover in the morning.
Like,
you know what? Fancy.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't want to live in a world where I can't even play my own leg.
Yeah.
So, that's you know.
So you at least you'd be able to
play the accordions. I've just been giggling all the time.
Yeah, no, it would be accordion legs, wouldn't it? Totally. Because
yeah.
It's less prep.
Walking down the street. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll give you one more before we wrap up. A real quick one. It's a bit naughty, though. Right.
Oh God!
If you're an inch in your mum,
we're not doing that.
No, I've got the answer. No, I've got the answer to this one. You're an inch in your mum,
and your dad's,
and your dad's
an inch
in you.
Yeah. What way
do you
move?
Push back or do you go forward?
To get
I've
out.
Got the answer.
What's your answer?
You hop, because that way everyone comes.
You hop.
You hop.
What do you mean
no,
you
I'll
hop?
Let you unpack that in the next episode.
What do you mean? We'll unpack that another time. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
You can find us online. Pre-Revolter official or Pre-Revolter band or whatever it is yeah. on the day. We change it every now and then.
Excellent.
If no one gets back to you on their McDermott Property Services.
services.
Garrett.
You've got an album out on?
9th of June album comes out and then the release show at Stamford Voodoo Lounge on the 9th as well. £5 tickets because we're cheap as anything.
Excellent. Good value. That's what it is. Good value.
That happens. Thank you for watching. Follow us at the Nerve Pod. This is Simon. Follow him at Das Capitans.
Is that not Matt?
I'm sorry, this is Matt again. Obviously, we're at the Nerve Pod. We're at Here We Aren't Here, underscore Weirders Got Aren't. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.